with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Affordable housing continues to be an ongoing issue in the Inland Empire and the state of California as a whole. With that in mind, Habitat for Humanity has broken ground on a 3-home building site in San Bernardino designed for low-income residents. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
On Wednesday, representatives from Habitat for Humanity, Bank of America, and the city of San Bernardino attended a groundbreaking event. The site for the new homes is near the Carousel Mall District on 9th and H Street. Al Arguello is the Inland Empire Market President for Bank of America, which donated $30,000 to Habitat for the project.
Anytime that we can partner with an organization that makes the dream of homeownership become a reality for San Bernardino area families, we're there to help.
The homes will be manufactured in a factory, but then be placed on the foundation built by volunteers. Then volunteers will do things like landscaping and working on the insides of the homes. David Hahn is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity San Bernardino. He says local volunteers, as well as prospective homeowners themselves, participate in this process.
And that's a big volunteer opportunity for a lot of our people that we have typically come in and do volunteer work. For example, Bank of America volunteers, Wells Fargo volunteers, Pacific Premier Bank, a lot of other community volunteer groups that want to take part in assisting in getting this home ready, which is basically taking the dream of homeownership and turning it into a reality for these three families.
Habitat for Humanity has raised 40 houses in the Inland Empire since 1992, including these three new homes. Construction is expected to begin in March and conclude by the end of the year. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Gavin Newsom vowed to take bold action on the state's homelessness crisis during his campaign for governor. Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols has this progress report after the governor's first year.
Newsom signed more than a dozen bills and invested $1 billion last year, all to get homeless people off the streets. When he unveiled his second budget, Newsom showed he's not finished.
On the issue of homelessness, we're investing over $1 billion yet again to address the issue that defines our times.
The governor last week ordered state agencies to find government property, such as old state hospitals, to house homeless people, and he committed to paying rental assistance for the homeless. These moves are promising, but Republican political consultant Mike Madrid says Californians will judge the governor by what they see on the streets.
People want this resolved now. Going to have to be less people sleeping in sleeping bags and on cardboard mattresses on the sidewalks.
California's homeless population jumped 16% in 2018 to a staggering 150,000 people, according to a recent federal report. Advocates such as Chris Martin from Housing California say it's not fair to expect Newsom to solve the problem anytime soon.
It's a challenge that's decades in the making and will take decades to get out of.
Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg co-chairs the governor's commission on homelessness. He says Newsom has acted with urgency.
He is the first governor ever, at least in my memory, who is prioritizing homelessness and mental health. And he deserves an enormous amount of credit for it.
In the end, we found Newsom's actions represent progress. But given the scale of the problem, we can't rate his promise as kept. Instead, it remains in the works. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
5 million independent voters in California could play a decisive role in the state's March 3rd Democratic presidential primary. But tapping them won't be easy because of complicated election rules and the unfamiliarity many voters have with participating in presidential primaries so early in the campaign. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg have been most aggressive in pursuing independence. Success will require candidates to have a sophisticated organization in California, even as they spend much of their time focusing on the early voting states that will kick off the primary season next month.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.